Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. I've been working with the lymphatic system for over 25 years, and in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, I put people through a simple detoxification by putting them through a series of lymphatic system sessions, and their life changes. And really, I address every health problem. I do almost the exact same thing on every person, and I reduce inflammation by activating their lymphatic system, and their life changes. You can do this exact same thing by learning to address your lymphatic system, your overall cellular health, and learn how to maintain your lymphatic system. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help lipedema by improving cellular health, something we don't think of. Every part of your body is made up of cells. These cells depend on a healthy environment to live in. The lymphatic system plays a large role in helping to maintain the cellular environment. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to relieve specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Dr. John Upledger, cranial sacral therapy, work with the brain and spinal cord. Dr. Burrell from France, use our hands to release the organs. They constrict and get tight. And then what really moved me the most, because the lymphatic system is connected to every system and helps every system, is lymph drainage therapy by Dr. Chickley. He wrote a 460-page book on how the lymphatic system and maintaining the lymphatic system can improve many systems of the body. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and overall health. Understanding this important myth science, how a compromised lymphatic system is allowing us to fill with cellular waste, I developed body work called Lymphpractic that I use in Scottsdale, Arizona. It makes you feel more relaxed than you've been in your life, and over a few weeks, I help many problems from chronic pain, insomnia, heart disease, really any problem you may have is associated and can benefit from getting lymphatic work. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. Taking steps to improve lymph flow can benefit most health problems. Unless you've been diagnosed with lipedema, you have never heard of this disease that swells the legs and arms of mostly women. Lipedema, or lipoedema, which they use in Europe, is a disorder where there is enlargement of both legs due to deposits of fat under the skin. And remember, this fat is not just fat, right? It's just an accumulation of waste that's in the body. If not managed, it can continue to worsen and even become lymphedema. The edema can become painful, and the skin bruises easily. In severe cases, the trunk and upper body may become involved. Lipedema often starts in puberty. Hormones play a large role, so in pregnancy and also later in life. In menopause, we may see this worsen over time. Many women who have heavy legs and a thinner upper body don't realize they may have lipedema or a lymphatic problem. I've met many women who have been told basically that they were just overweight, you know, and they're just fat, and that they're always relieved when I tell them, you know, you actually have a lymphatic disorder. They actually get relieved. So, again, this is something we all have to think of, but if you're having swelling, it's really something that we have to think of. You know, these patients told to go on a diet. They go home. They try and lose weight, but often are unsuccessful because they're trying to lose weight the traditional way. With really, you know, most people can't lose weight trying to lose weight the traditional way. So why we have so many diet programs? They're not addressing their lymphatics. So we really have to address this system that cleans us. When the lymphatic system, Italian network of vessels and nodes become compromised, the body's ability to perform detoxification is also compromised. You have probably been reading a lot about lipedema, becoming the expert to help yourself. And, you know, you've seen that people use diet, herbs, supplements, manual lymph drainage, and surgery like liposuction. But have you thought of changing your cellular health? We are a cellular being, 100 trillion cells. Many of them are alive. Cells make up everything in your body. Cells become tissues, and tissues become organs. your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, you get the point, are all made up of cells. A recent study on Alzheimer's, and you're probably saying, why is he mentioning Alzheimer's here? Well, a recent study on Alzheimer's found that a missed root cause of Alzheimer's may be an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte. These researchers found that when the astrocyte becomes acidic, it can no longer clean itself. It becomes toxic. This is happening in most disease. It begins with an acidic cell, and this is happening in lipedema. That affected area has become overly acidic and no longer can clean itself. And they become full of inflammation. And research has shown that inflammation plays a role in why people can't lose stubborn weight. So, yes, the lymphatic system is a major player in lipedema. It is also made up of cells that could become overly acidic as it moves acidic waste through the body. Remember, it's removing acidic waste from the body. So the lymphatic system can definitely become more acidic and toxic as it's pulling this waste and moving it up to your clavicles, up into your neck. I believe that lipedema may begin from congested lymphatics in the chest and abdomen that block the lymph flow out of the legs. When it begins in the chest, the thoracic duct, which is a major lymphatic vessel, and it could barely be seen when in doing surgery, when it becomes constricted from an acidic environment around our heart and lungs, remember our heart's always working, our lungs are always moving acid through them, so the thoracic duct can really become constricted from this acidity. So the next big lymphatic connection below the thoracic duct is the cisterna chyli. We all need to know that word, cisterna chyli. It's three lymph vessels in the upper abdomen that goes into the thoracic duct, the main lymph vessel. The cisterna chyli helps drain everything in the lower body from the navel down. It's three vessels that go into one, and if you ever drive on a freeway that has, you know, construction and they're bringing three lanes down to one, what happens? We get congestion. And that same thing is happening in our abdomen. We get congested at our cisterna chyli. This happens often. When it becomes congested, it actually limits lymph flow out of the legs and out of your organs, again, in the abdomen and in the pelvis. So the swollen legs are a symptom of a much bigger problem that we have to address. Now, we talked about how an acidic cell can no longer clean itself. Research has also shown that cells aggressively clump in an acidic pH, which further limits circulation to tissues. Picture cells floating through your blood nice and single, all by themselves. Well, when you become acidic, then those cells start stacking like chips in a casino. And those are unable to be picked up by your body. Now mix in cholesterol and other fats and fibrin and platelets, and you can see how this waste can just start creating clumps under your skin. And that's what they're feeling when they feel for lipedema, the presence of lipedema. And if you look at a person who has lipedema, a severe, severe case, you can see how this waste is just building under their tissues. So to improve lipedema, we have to think about cellular health. And to improve cellular health, we have to know about pH. And you know, you hear me talk about pH in almost every health problem, because how can we ignore whether we're acidic or alkaline in our body? Because when we're acidic, we limit detoxification, our lymph vessels constrict, our veins constrict, and we can't get rid of waste. So when we're more alkaline, our body gives up waste. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. 0 is severely acidic. Many people are about a 5. That's 100 times more acidic than they're supposed to be. And this constricts our vessels, our body, our cells. So we need to know your pH. And you can check pH with pH test strips. I like Vaxa, V-A-X-A International. They have an easy-to-read pH test strip. And you can get 20 of them, 100 of them for about $20. So they're well worth it to have in your bathroom to check. And when your cells are in balance or slightly alkaline, they actually relax. They give up waste more easily. When acidic, think about it, we just constrict, and that's the tightness we feel in our body, and we can't give up waste. Before I tell you how to help reduce cellular waste in the body and how to help your cells, let me tell you how I can help clients get their life back in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I use a work I developed called Lymphpractic, which gets to the root cause of your problems. I help reduce cellular waste from your body. And this is really a whole body tune-up to help your lymphatic system, and it addresses more than lymphedema. You know, most people who have lymphedema have digestive issues, possibly have eczema, or, you know, have tightness in their chest, or may have foggy thinking and other problems that are associated with blocked lymphatics. So again, by helping your pH, you're going to help much more than your lymphedema. You're going to help many more health problems. If you need help, I work coaching clients anywhere in the world, and it makes a difference. From your first time talking with me, interacting with me, you're going to have a better understanding of what you can do to help your lymphatic system. So what can you do to help improve your cellular health to help lymphedema? Now, we know in most, you know, diseases, diet plays a large role, and understanding which foods are acid-forming and alkaline-forming in the body can play a large role, because most people don't even know that some foods are acid-forming and alkaline-forming. And many people, when they start to get healthy, what do? They start eating more spinach. I've seen this over and over and over again. Well, spinach is one of the probably only very few vegetables that are acid-forming. And, yes, spinach is healthy for you, but we don't want to eat. People start juicing it, start eating it, and they're going to make themselves acidic. So we really have to know what foods are acid-alkaline-forming. And you can get an acid-alkaline-forming food chart on my healthylymphsystem.com homepage. It's on the bottom of the PDF. So we want to start limiting processed foods, grains, red meat, coffee, tea, soda, alcohol. These are all acid formings in the body. Have you ever limited grains for a while? I do this every week. I stop eating grains for at least 3 or 4 days, and as soon as I go back to having a tortilla, a piece of bread, pasta, I just bloat. I mean, within a few hours, you do that 2 days in a row, your stomach just gets humongous. So that bloating is going to limit flow out of your legs. So we really want to know, look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid or alkaline forming? Most people, and I knew I was mostly eating acid forming before I learned about this information. So we want to help balance pH, right? pH is what's going to help our cells with products that buffer acid in the body. Magnesium is big. You should be taking anywhere from 6 to maybe 1,000 milligrams of magnesium, depending on your health and what medications you may take. Potassium, baking soda, taking a daily green drink, a powdered green drink makes a big difference. Epsom salt baths. When you're swelling, we don't want hot baths, right? That can make you swell more. But lukewarm baths that are just comfortable can really make a difference. But putting magnesium and sulfates, which make nitric oxide, to relax your blood vessels. Systemic enzymes, you always won't hear me talk about them because they go into your body and break down cellular waste. It's like Drano. And they make thousands of chemical reactions work better in your body. Around the age of 29, your body stops doling out enzymes, and we need to put them into our body. Supplements to reduce inflammation are simple. Curcumin, the active ingredient is in turmeric, again, is anti-inflammatory. Omega-3 fish oils are anti-inflammatory. You need to be hydrated. If you're dehydrated, your lymphatic system and your cells are, you know, not able to function properly. We need some light daily exercise, right? Nothing too intensive because that can make you more acidic. Good posture, deep breathing. You know, every time you take a deep breath, we move waste out of our body. Having lymphatic drainage sessions are great, but learning how to self-drain your lymphatic system. Are you activating your lymphatic system by doing self-lymphatic drainage? Most people are doing a little bit using a pump, but we're not draining our whole body, which is going to activate the lymphatic system much better. And that's what you can learn, again, by seeing me, or because I don't just treat clients. I'll just show you how to drain yourself. But I also have on my website a course that teaches you how to drain yourself and how to use diet and supplements to help the lymphatic system. The goal is to help balance the body, its pH, to activate the lymphatic system, to improve circulation and natural detoxification, to reduce inflammation. You can do this. You just need the right inflammation. Next show, I'll be explaining how to help autism by improving cellular pH. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. You have to take steps to balance your pH, to improve your lymphatic system, to help your edema. If I can help you understand how to maintain your lymphatic system, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. While on the site, check out my life-changing course that really is life-changing. We don't understand this information. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me and your host, John Ossipinski. I'm on a simple goal, bring an awareness of the lymphatic system to everybody around the world. Help me tell others. Have a balanced and joyful life.